We all could use some encouragement, and we'll find it together today in the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilson on this edition of The Encouraging Word. Today, Dr. Don takes us to Romans chapter 12 about this message, a portrait. It's a portrait of a lukewarm man or woman. Are we in danger of finding ourselves in that lukewarm state, neither hot nor cold, and the Lord would spew us out? Today, we'll go to Scripture and understand how we can confidently know that we land in the on fire for Jesus category. Again, as we discuss this with Dr. Don Wilton, as he teaches and preaches, know that we're available to pray with you and for you anytime at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. Now, today's great message with Dr. Don Wilton.
God does some things that defy human understanding. Open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Just for the next few minutes, I want to speak to you about something that runs deep. Now, I want to say a couple of things as you open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. The single most important thing I want to say to all of us here today is there is nothing more important than you give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I might speak to dad, we might speak to men today, but this is about all of us. Without the Lord Jesus, you're on your own. That's not a good place to be. Give your life to Christ. Trust Him as your Savior and Lord. Confess your sin to Him because He loves you. He died for you. And He will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Second thing I want to say to you is that whatever it is that you hear today applies to everyone who hears this today. To borrow a phrase that I've used many times, you might hear me speaking to the apples, but the oranges are going to get blessed. Listen carefully. Third thing I want to say to you is that I'm extremely, deeply grateful for the scores, hundreds of godly men that I have been influenced by, and you have too. I say that from the depths of my heart, beginning with my own father. Steve spoke about his wonderful father, Mr. Skinner. What a great man of God. I cannot begin to even describe, talk about the godly men, even in our congregation. We have so many wonderful men. But I want to say this to you, that biblical manhood is under an unprecedented attack in America today. Men, it's time that some of you start standing up straight. Some of you are so lukewarm. And you know, when Jesus spoke even about the church in the last days, He spoke about this issue of being lukewarm. You're neither hot nor cold. Some of you men are hot when you come to church. And the rest of the week, you are so insipid, God will spew you out of His mouth. Some of you men are so useless where it really counts and you claim to know the Lord Jesus. You're the center of everything when you're there in the ballpark, when you go and watch your favorite team. You're front and center when it doesn't really matter. And your affections are all put into sometimes good things, but things that don't really matter. Your priorities, men, our priorities are getting so mixed up that the things that really matter are increasingly becoming diminished. Some of you fathers are destroying your children because you're teaching them that important things are not actually important. And you are pushing your kids away from the things that matter according to God's word. You men, some of you fathers, are so gung-ho about how your kids play a ball game. But when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, you're insipid, you're lukewarm, you've got nothing to say. You capitulate. You have no stand-up in you. I want you to know that God wants to take you. We sang just a moment, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I believe, my brothers, that when you and I as men, when we lead our families, our children, when we serve the Lord as men accountable unto God, God does some things that defy human understanding. And I'll go where angels fear to tread. What your wife, I will guarantee you, what your wife wants of you more than anything else, more than the money you provide and the beautiful home and the trips and all of these things which are wonderful, what your wife wants more than anything else is a real man in her life who knows Jesus Christ, who knows who he belongs to, and who's willing to stand up and stand on the truth of God and be one of these men like Joshua who would say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And there is a bunch of you men, you are so insipid and you are so lukewarm. You come to church and all you do is float down the stream with all the other dead fish. And you wonder why you go through life backwards. And your sons and your daughters are watching you. And just in an instant, you'll change like a chameleon changes its skin, depending upon which color you happen to be standing on at what particular time. That's what you look like. When you're at the country club, you behave like the country club. When you're at the ball game, you behave like the ball game. When you're just with the boys, you behave just like you with the boys. You talk like them, you act like them, you illustrate like them, you have an attitude like them. And so when I look at these things related to the person that I am, this world, this battle that we have, this squeeze, we're living in a day and age today where the world out there is looking at men and saying, you just forget about being a man. In fact, the more you look like a woman, the better. The more you behave like a female, the better. You need to diminish everything. You need to sit down. You need to be quiet. You need to know your place. And you need to stop acting like a man. What does God have to say to us? I want to speak to you for just a moment on a portrait of a lukewarm man. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. This is what Paul said. He said, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Men, listen. Do not be conformed to this world, but rather be transformed. How do you do this? By the renewing of your mind, that through this means you are able to test, discerning what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I doubt whether you would find many a father, many a man, that would look at his children, for example, and say, you know what? I really pray that my children would grow up knowing that in God's eyes, whatever it is they do and wherever it is they go and however it is they operate, that it is good, it is acceptable, and it is perfect according to God. We pledged allegiance to the Bible just a moment ago. This is what the Bible says. See, this is not preacher talk. This is what God says. And you know, there is a sense in which, if we were to look at this from the reverse perspective, that what Paul is doing here, he's giving us a portrait of a lukewarm man. A lukewarm man has five basic characteristic features. If you're lukewarm, this is what you look like. Number one, you are unresponsive to urgency. Said, I beseech you, I appeal to you. By the way, that little word there Paul uses means, I want you to know that what is being said here is of utmost importance according to what God is saying. Men, do we understand the urgency of the times in which we live? Do you get it? Do you know what our sons and daughters are facing? Where do we fit into this, men? A lukewarm man is unresponsive to urgency. It's like, really? When's the next ball game? The lukewarm man is unresponsive. He's the classic Rudy toot, toot, toot. Second verse, same as the first. There are some of you men listening to me today. Today is no different to yesterday because, quite frankly, you couldn't care less about what's going on or what your kids are facing as long as you are being served. You're just lukewarm. It's like, well, I'll let everybody else do it. My home doesn't matter. The way I behave doesn't matter. I'll just let the school teacher handle it. Man, I'll just let the preacher do it. I'll just palm them off on somebody else. No, sir, you're the man. What do your kids really think of you? And what are they going to really say of you when they're old enough to really say what they need to say?
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with the rest of today's message, A Portrait of a Lukewarm Man, in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we're here for you. Love to pray with you and for you anytime at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or we can meet online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org, where you'll discover great resources like this.
Satan is seeking to devour your grandchildren. Evil runs rampant in the streets. It's pouring out of social media and online streaming, seducing young people with false promises of worldly satisfaction. But the Word of God is stronger than anything that comes from the world. With your gift of support to the Encouraging Word this month, you will receive Dr. Wilton's message, Standing in the Gap, along with the bonus book, Prayers That Avail Much for Grandparents. Use these Bible-based resources to guide younger generations to Jesus Christ, the only one who can save and satisfy.
That's just one of many great resources you'll find on our website, tewonline.org. Now back to today's teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you that rock? Are you that strength, that protector? Are you a real man's man? Are you just lukewarm? He says, listen, a lukewarm man in a negative way, you want a portrait of a lukewarm man. A lukewarm man is unresponsive to urgency. He is unwilling to surrender. Now, here's what Paul said. He said, I urge you to present your body. That little word there is an interesting word because it's the word that we use to describe capitulation, to completely hand over, to give up on oneself. So if I was to talk to you today about marriage, you're a married man, you listening right now like I am. The greatest gift you can give to your wife is to surrender yourself to her. Doesn't that sound kind of ironic? That's real manhood. Do you know that? Real manhood, according to the Bible, is a man that's got every capability to stand up, say anything he wants because of his DNA and because he's the tough guy in town, but he doesn't do it. Because he loves the other person so much. The lukewarm man is unwilling to surrender. Are you kidding me? In other words, the lukewarm man says, I will never give my body to you, to my children, to anybody else. I will not hand over myself because I come first. Some of you men are so centered in yourselves. You are so selfish. Everything revolves around you. That's what he's talking about. It's like if it's not about you, you're not interested. You're not going to support. You're not going to get behind. If it doesn't crank your tractor, everybody else can forget it and go and plow their own field. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good. Number three, lukewarm man is unprepared to sacrifice. That's what he said here. Present, give up, surrender yourself as a living sacrifice. Lukewarm man says, no way. I'm not giving up anything on myself. I'm not going to sacrifice my plate of food. I'm a man. I need to eat first. I'm not going to sacrifice my time. Where are you, men? I'm not trying to pick on. You know, every time I think of D-Day, every time I think of our Vietnam veterans, every time I think of our Korean War veterans, every time I think of men and women in uniform, I always think of things like this. You know, I'm willing to, watch this. Are you ready for this? I'm willing to lay down my life. That's sacrifice. It's not bombastic. It's not just about heroism. It's what men do. I tell you, our world is in such a crisis because men have capitulated in every zone of life across the board, and it is getting more and more and more evident, even in our own nation. I don't turn to kids today and say, you know what? Come on, let's reason together, man. You're 14 years old. I know you want to be out there. Why don't you just take the next year off from school? Stay home, man. What is this going to school? You don't have to get up and go to all that and bend a gray. You, what is all of this, man? Take the next 2 years off. If you feel like it, go to school every now and again. But somehow, some of us men have arrived at the point we know and love the Lord Jesus. Say, you know what? I don't have to renew my mind. If I feel like it, I'll get into that life group. You know, I'll do that Bible study. I'll get into that accountability group. I'll go to church. I'll get around people that build me up instead of break me down. I'll offer myself. I'll serve. I'll sing. I'll stand. I'll watch kids. I'll drive buses. I'll get involved in the Green Street Mission Outpost. I'll go across the world. I'll provide. I'll pray. I'll love. I'll get alongside. I'll get a bottle of water and give it to somebody who's thirsty. I'll stand there on a street corner and help somebody in need. No, I don't. I'll just do that if it suits me. You're lukewarm, brother. You are lukewarm. I don't know, you know, This is about all of us. It's a challenge to be a Christian man. I've spent 3/4 of my life trying over and over to discipline myself more and more. And how many times I've missed the mark and all I've done is become lukewarm. And I'm going to tell you something flat out, folks. I can take a lot of stuff, but I sure don't like the feeling in me when I'm lukewarm. I don't like being lukewarm. And just for the record, I have been lukewarm more times than I can shake a stick at. It is a disciplined life. And being a man, I don't care what company you run or how big you are or how important you are or what seat you're sitting, you can be the most famous person in the world and be insipid and lukewarm for Christ. It's not a good feeling. You can do something about it. So if that's a portrait of a lukewarm man, what does a godly man look like? Well, now let's just turn it around the other way. A godly man is aware of urgency. Godly men, gentlemen, if I could ask you right now to stand up, which I'm not doing here and in Genesis by way of television today, if I was to say, are you a godly man? Are you aware? Do you understand urgency? Do you get it? Do you get it? Would you be the first one to stand up? I didn't say, do we all know exactly what it is that we need to do? No, what I'm saying to you, are we just simply sitting on our couches doing nothing? Or are we a group of men who know Jesus Christ, who have come to a firm resolve, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? There are some things that are not open to negotiation. A godly man is aware of urgency. A godly man is willing to surrender. I think godly men have a perpetual attitudinal disposition toward, I surrender for Jesus. Give it up for Him. A godly man is prepared to sacrifice. Sacrifice is the ultimate extent of surrender. Sacrifice means that something is going to have to be given all the way. It's an attitudinal disposition. It's a willingness to give up my life. See, if you don't understand urgency, you ain't going to be desperate, big boy. You're going to just stand there and say, let the alligator take my son. Dads don't do that, you know. They don't do that for their wives. They don't do that for their daughters. They don't do that for their sons. And above all, they don't do that for the Lord Jesus Christ. Where are the men of God today in America? Where are we, guys? Where are we? Where are you? Where am I? Most of us, at the drop of a hat, we'll go and do something else instead of worship the Lord. Where's our loyalty? Where's our loyalty to our church, to our Savior? Where's our loyalty to America? You call yourselves, we call ourselves Americans, but we're not willing to stand up like men. Where are you? Who are you? Who am I? Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you must take up the cross. Got to deny yourself. Follow me. Godly man is unwilling to conform. It's not easy to be a non-conformist when it comes to biblical truth. We are facing unprecedented moral challenges in America. It is increasingly unpopular based upon biblical truth as a biblical man, to follow biblical manhood and to stand up for what is right according to the word of God. Godly man is engaged in personal transformation. You know, I love that last part. He says here, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. He tells us how to do it. It's to become engaged practically, positively, in a disciplined manner. I call upon us, call upon our fathers, call upon us dads, men. Let's re-engage in transformation. Transformation means that when we submit ourselves to the disciplines that God gives to us, your church is a good example of it. And most churches provide this. We've got life groups for you to be in, Bible study groups, small groups, opportunities to teach, places to minister and to serve, to give to others. This is the renewing of your mind. I'm telling you, the more you give out, the more comes in. It just enthuses, it builds up your system. And it causes change. Transformation. You begin to see other people in a different perspective. You begin to love in a way that you didn't know you could ever love.
Indeed, everything changes. You gain a new, different perspective. You've been listening to the teaching of Dr. Don Wilton in the pulpit. Now, as he steps into the studio, open your heart to what he wants to share next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If you just prayed along with Dr. Wilton moments ago to give your life to Jesus Christ or rededicate your life to Christ, we're excited to celebrate with you, and Dr. Don wants to pray for you. He'd love to put some free resources in your hands as well. You can call us at 866-899-WORD and share your decision, and we'll send those materials out right away. Again, our phone number is 866-899-9673. Or you can connect on our website as well at tewonline.org. You can even sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don. It's right on our website, tewonline.org. Again, we would love to pray with you and for you. Thank you so much for your prayerful and financial support of this ministry. We share the love of Christ with millions around the world because of your involvement.